too late.
No, sir, but you'll have to stand over there.
I'll go by the fence, eh?
It's all right. As long as you keep quiet.
I'll not say a word.
Well done, Casper. The most exciting thing I've ever seen in my life. Great.
Thrill of a lifetime, lad.
Thank you, sir.
Let's have a look at it. Isn't it beautifully marked, eh? Look at the feathers on it. Oh, it's not going to eat that, is it?
Yes, sir. This bird's full of vitamins.
Oh, dear. How many more birds before him?
Stacks, animals, and all, sir. I even fox come once, read it, and let it go. A little blinder. Red magpies, jackdaws. Had a young jay once.
Mm. He's your favourite, though, isn't he?
Well, there's one in the same street.
That's a clip from a movie called Kez or Kest. Does anybody remember it? 1969, Ken Loach directed it. Why am I playing that clip today, Terry?
Well, I'll tell you why. It's a very memorable film, and certainly for me, it really stirred an interest for me in wildlife and in particularly birds of prey. But not just for me. Many falconers will admit that it really stirred an interest for them in birds of prey, and particularly in hawks and getting involved in the hobby. And one such falconer is Sean Dennis from West County Dublin. And last week, I headed out with Sean as he took his birds off for their daily flight.
Now.
There we are.
Oh, he's beautiful. Oh, you have two birds.
Yeah, this is the Harris hawk.
Right.
That's a crest red bird.
Right. And this one here
is a male. 26 week old, red tail.
26 weeks old.
Yeah. And it's, this one is 4 years old.
Now, the Harris hawk I'd be familiar with because it's quite a dark bird.
Mm.
But this one, it's actually like a peregrine falcon, isn't it?
It's more like a buzzard.
Yes.
Just like a small buzzard.
Yeah.
And they fly like them.
But they've got different sounds, haven't they?
Yeah.
If we listen now, first of all, to. And that one there now is the Harris hawk.
Harris hawk. He's a bit hungry and he's. And that's the red tail you're seeing there.
Now, and which one are we going to fly today?
We'll fly the Harris hawk. It's a bit windy today, so I'll fly her because she's well used to it. Now, this is what we call telemetry. It's a transmitter for the bird. And then I have the receiver here.
Right. So you want to put that onto her...
Yeah.
Onto her leg,
anklet.
Is it?
Yeah, onto her anklet. See, there's a bell there.
See, the bell would be the old-fashioned way, is that right?
Yeah. But
this is more modern. Yeah.
So we use it.
Right.
Now, I just check that it's all working. And this little switch I have on it.
Right.
Now we can track her.
Okay.
Now this all opens up when I want to track her. But I don't normally have to use it. It's just a precautionary.
In case she gets lost.
Yeah. Just in case. If you want
right.
To go.
Now it's starting to rain. Will that affect us?
No, I don't. Just stay closer, that's all. Come on.
Oh, she knows where she's going.
Yeah.
Now tell me about the red-tailed hawk. Will she be okay here on her own, or would she like to come with us?
No. We won't bring them together, because the red tail could actually kill the Harris hawk.
But she's a little bit smaller.
But they are more vicious than the Harris hawk.
Okay, well, we'll leave you behind for today.
Just to be safe. Now, as you see, we have a glove and some jesses. And we can wrap them around like that. And then when we see the prey that we want to go for, we just open the fingers and it's free to release.
Right.
So
she's under total control here now with on your arm.
Yeah. As you see this one.
Yeah.
It has a very bad toe here.
Right. Outside toe.
Yeah. And what it was is a squirrel last year bit it and tore the tendons. But she can still use the rest of the toes.
Yeah. And I'm just looking at the claws. They're very powerful, aren't they?
Oh, made a falconer happy.
Yeah. So are we near ready to let her off, yeah?
Yeah.
So what's going to happen next?
Well, see, if we'll just let her off, she'll be looking at me for food.
Yeah.
And she is now.
She is now. And she's making a very distinctive sound now, isn't she?
Yeah, it's like children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you would use the bird to actually hunt food that you will eat, is that right?
I'll eat, and I keep some for them.
Right.
For their summertime food.
And what would they catch that you'd eat?
Rabbit, pheasant, squirrel.
What's the average lifespan of a Harris hawk like this?
A Harris hawk with us, because we have them, they can last up to 20 years. Because if they get injured, we repair them. Out in the wild, that cannot be repaired.
Injured, like maybe broken leg, broken wing?
Wing, yeah, things like that. But if there's a shortage of food, they would not get it. So they would die.
Right. Well, okay, well, come on, let's head off and hunt. Let's see if we can have some luck today with our Harris hawk. She's looking at me, look at her. I think she knows what's coming. I think she knows we're heading off. Yeah. Okay, let's go then, and we'll see, can we let her off?
Thank you very much indeed, Terry.